the applications are actually far fewer than we had expected come August 1st, but we really attribute that to the fact that the implementation itself has taken considerable time. But the data also shows that the number of veterans who have applied for the new GI Bill has increased significantly.
So explain that. So the number of applications, you say, is not as high as you would like it to be. But what was the second part of your comment?
The second part of that comment is that those who have applied for the benefit to the Department of Veterans Affairs, not necessarily applied to college, is a significant increase from this time last year.
All right. And so there may be a lag between the department getting out the application and actually applying to the school.
That's correct. I think we'll see a significant increase in the spring term when once the implementation has been fully put into place.
And so that means that it would take several years for these folks to get through college and then presumably enter the workforce. So it sounds like the timing is good on this because presumably we'll be in a recovery by the time they would graduate.
That's correct. But it also applies, as you think about your federal contractors and the federal government who are hiring veterans, it affords them the opportunity they may not have had before to go to college after that entry-level job and to then continue to contribute to that employer in many different ways by affording to go to college.
And Mr. Selby, is there any indication what their areas of interest are or what kind of colleges they're applying to? In other words, you know, the College of Education, the College of Engineering, that kind of thing, or do you not track that information?
The Veterans Administration does not track that, but if we look at the work that the American Council on Education has been doing with injured veterans, we find out it's really been an A to Z. But the one common trend that we're starting to see is that most of these young men and women, as they're leaving active duty, are very interested in continuing to serve in some type of a public service role.
That's interesting. You mean Homeland Security?
Homeland Security, yes. Criminal justice, teaching. You even have some that are interested in veterinary science, family law. But then again, you know, for the benefit of the federal government, engineering, mathematics, and some of the hard sciences.
So that sounds like they would be candidates more for federal service, although they could do some of that work via contractors as well, though, couldn't they?
Yes, I think you'll see them feeding into both of those areas.
Mr. Selby, if you could do an analysis between the old GI Bill and the new GI Bill. I mean, do you think it will attract more people into the military, and do you think that there will be more people using the benefits just because of the expanded benefit that's available?
I would say yes to both. In fact, I believe the services are already seeing an increase in their recruitment numbers and attributing that to the new GI Bill. Yeah, the Montgomery GI Bill went into effect in 1985, and the service member paid into that at a cost of $1,200. And it's actually a great return when you consider that a veteran who is entitled to the full benefit would receive approximately $48,000 under today's rate. But with the new GI Bill, there's no need to buy in, and in most cases, the total entitlement can be significantly higher. Under the new GI Bill, a veteran will receive up to the highest in-state undergraduate rate of tuition and fees at a public college or university, plus a housing and book stipend. And let's use the University of Virginia for an example. The cost of tuition and fees at University of Virginia is nearly $9,500 a year. So a veteran who's eligible for the full entitlement would receive approximately $38,000 paid directly to the institution. But that veteran is also going to receive a housing stipend of $1,300 a month during the time that they're enrolled full-time. If you add $1,000 a year that they receive for books, the total entitlement for a full-time student at the University of Virginia would be approximately $90,000.
That's amazing.
It really is.
That's a big benefit.
The biggest point of that is that you're going to have very few veterans who are going to leave college with any student debt.
And that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing, yes.
Yeah, that's not something the rest of us might be able to say so readily. We're talking this morning to Jim Selby, Assistant Vice President for Lifelong Learning at the American Council on Education. And then finally, sir, if you could just tell us that you spelled out the benefit beautifully, $90,000. But do you think that the people who are coming out of school, with very little background in the workforce, like young veterans who always have a higher unemployment rate than their older counterparts. Do you think that they will benefit the most from the GI Bill?
I think you've really pegged it correctly, in fact, that the young veterans will benefit the most. They're coming out of the service, and as you mentioned, their unemployment rate is higher than the peer group of non-veterans in that same age group. But they're coming out with significantly different skills from those that are coming directly from high school to college. Through their experience in the military, they've developed critical thinking skills, they've demonstrated maturity. I've often talked to prospective employers, here's somebody that's drug-free, is going to show up for work on time, and they're going to have an incredible work ethic, and they're going to persist, as they demonstrated through their military experience. Going to college will then give them the other skills that they need to be attractive to our federal employers.